CosmicRadio.tv. This podcast would be nothing without our patrons, so special thanks goes out to them. Want to join their ranks and support independent content? Head to our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitlife. Welcome to a fine edition of my so-called 8-Bit Life. I'm your host, Roberto Vegas. Joining me today, Chrissy Cates.
Hello, Roberto.
Hello again. It's funny because this is being pre-recorded to make a long story shorter, I looked at the calendar and I saw when Thanksgiving's happening and I saw there's the Wednesday before that. I'm like, I kind of want to go home early. I work till Wednesday and I have Wednesday evening off and that sort of happens. And I was like, I kind of want to go home early, or at least have the option to go home early. That means I need to pre-record. So let me see who I can approach. Let me see who I can poke and ask. And I'd already want to book Chrissy Cates again. I'd already want to get her back on the podcast because, like, it was such a fun time talking the first time. And I was like, hey, would you be down for coming for an episode? And then, you know, it all kind of lined up. And as we're recording this, it's well before Thanksgiving. And
I guess I should probably – oh, I better get that turkey out of the oven then. Gosh, it's too early. Oh, no.
Okay, so here's the question I'll ask, because this is a question I think that needs to ask, because this is what's happening right now. Are you bugged when you see Christmas lights in October?
Oh my gosh, yes, I'm completely bothered by that. I actually started seeing things in September, and I was in a shop, and I turned to the person I was with, and I was like, this is completely and utterly insane. I mean, it's way too early. Not to mention, Roberto, I was in, shall I mention the store? I guess I don't want to hurt the store's feelings.
You can mention it. They're not sponsored podcast.
It was a Home Depot. Okay. It was in the Home Depot. The Home Depot had a display of, I don't know what it was. It was some type of like holiday, like a little tiny tree and a little tiny house and some fake snow on the display. And the display was for a device that plays Christmas music loudly outside your home during the holiday season to go with your giant plethora of Christmas lights that you're going to put on your house.
I love those
4 months
so
from
much.
Now. Well, the funny thing is whoever set the display up at the Home Depot didn't set it correctly. So the display at the Home Depot, and this is probably from, I'm going to guess, July, since we're doing all our holidays 3 and 4 months ahead of time, the display that showed the tiny Christmas tree and the tiny Christmas house and the snow was playing Halloween cackling witch screeching music.
Wait, hold on. Uh-oh. Is it modifiable? See, that intrigues me. That seems way more cooler. I would love to have the like the weird like, oh, what's this tree thing doing here? It's like, oh damn, oh, a haunted tree. I would love to have you've come up with a product that needs to be made. If it is made, awesome. That needs to be made where it is the inverse of the holiday, where it's
alternate,
like you have like or the universal Christmas. You know what it needs? We need the universal holiday tree.
Oh,
where it's got, you know, LEDs on there. It's just pine trees. Mm-hmm. Pine trees are, you know, can go anywhere. And
they can go anywhere.
You know, we have pine trees here in Texas. You have pine trees there in New York.
It's true.
We they exist worldwide. They're in Japan too. So they're everywhere. So you have this, you know, pine tree.
So it's embedded with LEDs. So you can change the color for the various holidays. You could even have a red, white, and blue pine tree.
Yes,
for
Fourth of July. Everything works. You know, and you know what? To make it even better, even more interesting. Even though, you know, one could argue this might be sacrilegious, but hey, look, I don't know. Just organize it where there's only 8 LEDs and you can light them up individually, and it becomes the menorah tree. You know, like there's ways of doing it. And there's a sound box that you can either put a custom tone in, or you can select 8, you know, preset ones. And it's like, you know, one of them is like, the Star Spangled Banner or whatever. And one of them is the cackling Halloween sound. And one's like, you know, chestnuts, roses, whatever fucking Christmas carol you want on there. Oh my God, this is a product that needs to be made, the universal holiday tree. Just something that, you know, even if it's a joke product, like just cover all the bases of just like here, because if people,
hey,
like,
Think Geek has had a lot of success with joke products, so
it's that's a brilliant joke product. Someone get on that, because I don't have injection molding to do that or anything like that, but there, because that's an easy seller of just this, you know, this one thing of like, you know, like why bother having eight different holiday, you know, because you look at, you know, I go to my mom's, you know, my parents' place, and mm-hmm. every time I go, the lights are already set up and whatnot. But some years past, just because of time, the lights hadn't been set up. And my mom's like, we're going to put the tree up. I need you to grab it from the attic. And so I'm, you know, going there, grabbing the tree. Because usually we end up putting that stuff like immediately when Thanksgiving's over, just because like, cool, next holiday and that kind of thing. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. But it got to the point where I think my mother at one point had put lights out in the backyard. But they look good enough as like lighting, even like mm-hmm. the red kind of lighting, and it's like, ah, it's Christmas, you know. So, but they look so good, she kind of kept them up there for all right, you know, for all time, own. And they're now like the festive lights in the backyard. But you know, because it's such a pain to put everything there, and if you just
the
have
extension
this, like,
cords and the plugging and the where's the end of the cord? Oh, this one's too long and this one's too short and this one doesn't fit over here. See, so if you have one tree, Roberto, it's your one tree, and you just leave it up year round. Exactly. And anyone listening to this, we want a cut of the one tree.
yes, I want a cut of the universal holiday tree. Yeah, universal holiday tree. It's got to be. We got to keep it. We got to keep it in brand. The UHT, if you will, for those who need 140 characters. You know,
there we
just
go.
Just put hashtag UHT 2016, you know, hashtag UHT, you know, that's how you'll know that's the product. In fact, you could make it even better. If you buy now.
Tell us how, Roberto.
Imagine if you will that just having the lights and the LEDs and everything else just isn't interactive enough. What if you could display your social media on the tree? It's an Internet of Things product now too. It'll respond to the
shark now, Roberto.
Look,
my gosh!
I'm just saying we can make this a thing. We can have different SKUs. We can have models. It can be an IoT product.
Circling back around to the holiday at hand, a Christmas tree could conceptually be shaped a bit like a turkey. And you just pop a face out of one end, and there's your Thanksgiving turkey for your front lawn. See, this is genius.
I don't want to make it too complicated, where you like have different parts that you can kind of that. You know, maybe that's an entirely different product where you can, you know, build it and sort of
snap on
it.
Parts.
You know, but keep it the universal.
Legos.
Yeah, exactly. But keep it the universal holiday tree, where it's just this pine tree with LED lights that can then be configured, you know, and makes a sound. Because again, it's just like, why is it orange and black? I guess it's Halloween. Like, it's like, oh damn, it's a haunted tree. And you know, maybe have like there's two lights where the eyes would be, and you can make it like glow red. And it's like, oh, it's the evil tree.
Oh, there you go.
You know, or because again, there's ways of doing this, and I'm thinking simple first, you know, before going into like the crazy thing.
Because you and I have talked a lot about music before, yeah. And you've seen the concert setups where they have the giant LED screens behind them that can make pretty much any image you want. If you could figure out a way to embed the LED lights into the ends of the branches of the pine tree, you could have that pine tree. Granted, it'd be a pine tree shaped, whatever it is, but it could be a snowman. It could be a turkey just made with lights, with the LED lights, just kind of.
We're coming
like
at a point
image.
Now where you don't even have to have a real thing. I mean, like, you know, we talk about the old Coachella. I mean, it was always like Coachella was the joke mm-hmm. about it. But when Coachella had was it Tupac? Right, I think it was was it the hologram Tupac or was it the hologram Michael Jackson at Coachella? I can't remember which one it was.
I think didn't they do both?
They might have both.
They were both.
Yeah, whatever it is, the whole hologram idea of like that. But even if you take, you know, even with Coachella aside, if we take more of the geek side of stuff, who's the Vocaloid? Hatsunani. I'm going to literally look up Vocaloid and I guarantee.
Oh, it was, yeah, you were correct. It was Tupac at Coachella. I just looked it up.
The Vocaloid is because I'm looking this up because it's a Japanese Vocaloid. Hatsune Miku, which is the virtual artist stuff and at her concerts, it literally is just a virtual representation of this
like pop star.
Yeah, idol, yeah. Pop idol, you know, Japanese pop idol, and it's such a strange thing, but you know, at those shows, it's, you know, people are dancing and cheering and having fun, you know, while this virtual avatar is dancing on almost on a screen. But I mean, it's more sophisticated than that. It's a little bit different. I'm not sure exactly the tech. I don't know the tech behind the show of a Hatsune Miku show, but.
And see, so I like the concept that we could do this entirely with LED lights, but I'm going to argue with you, Roberto. I don't think having things that affix to the tree are that bad. You could have like the tree. So you'd have essentially two boxes for your holiday. You'd have the tree in one box, other than when you leave the tree out, which I guess could be year round. So you would never need to store the tree.
That's the idea. The idea is you buy this one thing and you never put it away. It's just always there. Because again, the annoying part of holidays, and this is why I brought it up, and why it's such a pain in the ass and why it's such a bother is that, you know, we're talking about like, is it too early to put these things up? Because again, from a Home Depot, Lowe's, a Wal, you know, whatever, even Walgreens, I think I was at the other day, or I was at the, you know, and they had Christmas shit up.
Oh, yes.
You know, it becomes just like, when do we put the SKU out? Because they want to make the sale. You know, the Home Depots want to make that bullshit Christmas, you know, sale. Because again, I always think of Holiday Vacation, I think it was, or Christmas Vacation, where you see, you know, the two houses competing and the Griswold just like making this like this giant light, you know, bright of doom. And even when, as you look in the YouTube, all those videos that like do the, oh, you drove by, if you tuned to, you know, to station, you know, 885 on AM or whatever, you can see the light show happen. It's just like, that's cool. That's who these like really gaudy things appeal to, the inflatable snowmen and the like the closest I have is creepy Santa in my bedroom, but that's about it really.
But see, this is the thing though, is what you're talking about as far as having everything be so early. I actually really like the holidays. I think I like them. I think they're fun. The problem for me comes in, like, I'm not thinking about Christmas in September when I saw that display I was telling you about with the little house and the little, you know, the little tree and the snow. I'm thinking about Christmas right around Thanksgiving. That's kind of when I picture Christmas things starting to pop up, is sometime after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Halloween
that's the
stuff.
Next holiday.
I don't need to see Halloween stuff till, you know,
and
beginning of October.
I am completely with you. That's exactly where I'm at. That's why I'm like thinking, okay, well, I understand the challenge. The challenge is you want to sell that stuff and you know, you've got to figure out where floor space dedicated and stuff like that. I understand those are the challenges of the retail space.
Right.
But
exactly.
Imagine if you will that you don't have to worry about that anymore. They just have these rows of these plastic trees. And then you have an end cap that says the universal holiday tree.
Holiday tree.
You know,
ladies and gentlemen,
what's that? And you have the bullshit video that they have. Like, you know, you go to Home Depot, you're like, oh, I know what a fucking Nest is. And you see like this is what Nest can do. We can change your this. Imagine this is the universal holiday tree, you know, for all your holiday needs, you know, whether it be Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, 4th of July,
and you just Saint Patrick's Day, Flag Day,
Blood Day, whatever day you want it to be, you know, your birthday, it can sing the happy birthday song on your birthday, and it's just like happy birthday, you know, whatever, it's able to celebrate any holiday you want it to, you know, you just program it through the internet, you know, whatever that thing is, you can have it make up, you know, do silly holidays like Festivus or you know, it's International Pi Day, whatever holiday it can be, you know, just have it be like, you know, it's like it's International Pi Day 3.1 141592, which I think I actually got it to the with the digit
lemon meringue, chocolate, peach, cobbler,
all this stuff. It could do whatever. It's a universal holiday tree. Someone's got to get on that. That's too good of an idea to not have happen.
All right, I will admit that when we started discussing this, I had a picture in my head where there would be things that kind of like those backpacks that have the things that snap on and off, like the different little compartments. I was picturing that for the tree, where you'd like, you know, snap or attach on like a turkey head or like a Santa hat or something. But I like this better. I like the fact that it is all self-contained. It's one thing. All the mechanics to make it do different holiday things are within the tree.
You so could probably set some. You could probably sell as additional SKUs.
Accessories.
Like accessories, yes, as additional SKUs, yeah. Because we think that the base product is the tree. The tree itself does things and has the LEDs and has all the the things. It's basically like if you think of buying the Hue bulbs, like you have the base station and it comes with three fucking bulbs that really you need to buy but eight more. so if you think of that, the base station is the tree. The tree is life. The tree is everything. God, I feel like this is a fucking abduction now. The video game. Sorry, it's a silly thing. So you think of the tree as the base SKU product, and then you can go, okay, well, what if I want to make it more customizable? What if I want to make it more me? Well, you know, because again, we think about trees, and hello, there, of course, there's different regions. And though pine tree is pretty international, and we've established that now, and we can probably get away with that being the representation of
the tree.
Yeah, because it's evergreen, you know, it never, you know,
correct,
it doesn't do anything.
But oh, wait, you could do things like you could have the crazy like pink 60s tree, or you could have the snow flocked tree for those who live in areas that don't have snow and they miss snow at Christmas time. There's your snow flocked LED universal holiday tree.
Yeah, that's fair. But even even more so, this is the more thing, because you're
there's more. You know,
we still have the base tree. The base tree is standard. It does the LEDs, does all that stuff. It hooks up the internet, does all the fun stuff. You know, knows your birthday and shit like that.
Okay.
But then you go, well, what if I want to make, you know, but I live in Texas. And here in Texas, we wear cowboy boots and hats. Well, hold on to your horses there, kids. Because, you know, you can buy additional kind of, you know, you're mentioning the add-on stuff for like different, you know, snap-ons for holidays. Screw that. Let's make them, you know, customizable hats for certain things. You can put a cowboy hat on your pine tree, on your universal holiday tree.
Fancy.
Maybe it's a Jewish tree. You could put a yarmulke on there, you know, during the right holiday. Maybe you wanted to have the Christmas, you know, hat. You just sell that as an add-on. In other words, the base tree still does its thing and still has that. But then you sell the add-on, because the idea of the add-on is like, well, I don't want to fucking deal with that.
You know what, Roberto? If you take the hats, and the hat is the only add-on for the tree, there are billions and billions of hats that you could apply to this. I agree. Okay, now here's two more ideas for you. Here's two more ideas for you. One is that the trees are made out of some, or the hats, I'm sorry, the hats are made out of some sort of collapsible fabric felt type thing, and you flip the tree over and you open up a compartment in the trunk and you stuff all your hats in there. It's still all just one thing. You don't need another box.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about the idea of like of hat storage on the tree itself. There's a base for it. The base has a drawer where it's like, okay, you can put that, but you can put all your hats there if you want to store it. Okay, because again, the idea behind this is simply the idea of, this will be there year round. You can buy it, and it doesn't matter what holiday it is. It's been configured and does and knows what to do. Because the annoying part of all these things has nothing to do with anything of us loving or not loving the holidays. I love the holidays too. I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we want to make sure that every holiday gets its due. Like, because I love Halloween too. Like, Halloween's one of my also all-time favorite holidays. You know, it's Halloween and Christmas. Thanksgiving, I do enjoy, but it's not like one of my top holidays now. So I want to make sure every holiday gets their due. But, you know, we've been noticing that like Christmas, because Christmas is like edging in closer and closer, and Thanksgiving is going like, you know, poof or something. Like
September was a little crazy. I mean, I kind of thought that was a little nuts to see it in September, a Christmas display. I mean, that just was too far. Come on, Home Depot. That was just too. You've just gone too far this time.
This is why the universal holiday tree is the idea. It is the wave of the future. If you buy now, you can get additional hats. Buy now and get a cowboy hat in addition to your thing. But wait, hold on. Maybe.
Yeehaw.
I love the idea of, God, my brain. Oh, this needs to happen. I keep saying it, but I think it's crazy enough to work. There's a side of there that I think would want that silly of a product. And would have to explain that. And if you do it right, like for example, you hook it up to the internet, you allow that side of the web to also do silly things like even better. So maybe you're a bit nerdy. You know, maybe you're a bit geeky. You know, even the geek thing's in. You know, you and I are both geeks, but we know that there's a good population of that.
Yes.
But I'm a geek. And I use my phone to control everything. Is there a way for me to control this universal holiday tree from my phone?
Arduino.
Yes. But yes, yes, there is. We develop an API.
Mm.
We've already said hooks up the internet, gets your birthday, all that bullshit, you know, does a lot of things. But there's an API now for it. If you want to get that, you know, it comes, you know, there's an app, you can download an app, but it also hooks up to HomeKit, does all, you know, all the Google, all the bullshit stuff, you know, hooks up to all the home automation things. So that way when you come home, you can have it thing. Cause again, the other thing that annoys me, when I go home and I love my mother to death, but every time I go home, without fail, the lights don't turn on. My mom's like, why did the lights turn on? And I am like spending hours, you know, fucking reading, you know, looking at timers and setting them correctly and putting the right time because the person I set the light didn't give a damn because they're the most annoying thing. So I'm like fucking looking through, you know, looking at timers saying like, okay, it is 5:30 in PM. Each segment's like 15, you know, these like weird, like, cause they're not like, it's not like you can, like, unless it's like electrical timer, you can't really like say like, we'll turn on six, you know, turn on at 6:05. It's like, where does this plastic piece go that's going to flip it on? Which one of these flips on again? Which one of these flips it off again? I can't tell anymore. You know, like with the red, okay, the red means usually stop, but for some reason that turns it on, you know, becomes this like, you know, crazy thing. And so that's the other annoying thing in my life when it comes to the holidays. So imagine if you will. You know, you because this hooks up to the internet and it's all, you know, programmed and everything, that you can automate it, that you can have it say like, okay, when I turn the AC down, you know, or turn the heat up, you know, have the tree glow a bit or something, or become like, oh, no, hold on a second. I just realized this. You can do so fucking much. Cause let's say, for example, you're just like, you're one of those people that's like, you know what? There's a reason Christ is in Christmas. Christ is in Christmas. What if the LEDs could actually like do some motion to them and you could have the burning bush?
Oh, I already thought the LEDs had motion to them. I was ahead of you like 10 minutes ago.
And when you mentioned it being work on this together.
When you mentioned it being cold in the house, I thought, oh, the tree could act like a fireplace and just kind of like glow.
Yes, orange, the burning red, tree. And, recreate the Old Testament in your own home with the universal holiday tree. Sure. There's so much stuff that you could do with this, and all it takes is simply just all it takes from you fine people is three payments of $39.99. I'm kidding, we're not that pricey. Maybe it's just a flat fee of
$50.
Not.
Yes, we are.
I don't know. Look, I don't know what'll sell. That's for the Home Depot. They can deal with SKUs.
Well, the good thing now actually though is that this is now on the record on your show. So when someone pilfers this idea for us, makes the universal holiday tree and tries to sell it, we can say, no, we had that idea back on November 7th of 2016. You now owe us $1 billion.
We put it out there. It's like here it is. So it's like, I want to make that. Like, cool. I'll take a little bit of a cut, but at the very least, can at least be the, like, you know, because I'd be willing to do this. I would be willing to sacrifice all monetary funds for the universal holiday tree if I can do the infomercial. Because I've never thought of doing an infomercial, mm-hmm. but man, that would be fun. Just to have
it, for that product, it would be
because like if you like some of those some of my favorite, you know, moments in my weird TV watching life have been watching infomercials, because if you're up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, as I typically was as a kid, you know, after a certain
that's
period,
all you've got.
Yeah. After a certain period, it's just like that's what comes on Cartoon Network. And you're just like, OK, mm-hmm. Well, this is bizarre, but fine, whatever. And you learn about Ronco. You learn about all these different kind of things. And I love the staged nature of them. Like, you know, because either come off as like, this is a special announcement, you know, from whatever, mm-hmm. and it's a special program from whatever. And it's like comes off as a news piece, which is the better ones. But my real favorite ones is I think it was like Ronco that did it. Ronco is the guys that made like dehydrators and, mm-hmm. and juicers and bullshit like that. Mm-hmm. I think they still do, but
they do.
I've not seen a Ronco product in like years. I mean, they still exist. But the point being is when they did their infomercials, it was always in this like weird like studio audience that I'm like, who did you pipe in for this? How did you get this many extras? Because you know that just like, because again, if I were like in Hollywood or Canada or wherever the hell this was filmed, and they said, hey, would you like to watch a television show recorded? Sure. What kind is it? Well, it's an infomercial.
It's an infomercial.
It's like,
but I want to know where do they find the people, or how do they how do they control the people or direct the people? Maybe is a better word, where it's like, and what do you think, folks? Look at that gorgeous rotisserie chicken. Ooh.
They have to have a sign.
Just in perfect, you know, just synchronized perfectly. Yeah.
They have to have a cue card or something. There's something to it, because there's no, you know, and again, it's edited, but it always makes me funny, because again, each one of them has like a silly joke and the audience laughs, and it's like, it's just like
not a good joke. Yeah.
No, never a great joke. It's never a great joke. It's tame. But I would love to do that. Like, I would love to do an infomercial. It's like, okay, so long as I have the rights to the infomercial, that's all I demand. Or that I'm able to record my fake one. You know, if it's like, we're going to do an internet campaign, we're going to be silly about it, fine. Let me do a fake infomercial. It's all I ask. It's all I demand. If it's like, no, we're going to really target the over 50 crowd or whatever, cool. Then let me be the infomercial for that too. Like, in other words,
if you do the infomercial, can I have the $1 billion?
Yeah, you can have the money. You can take the money. I just want the weird net fame of like, you're the guy that's done the infomercial for the Universal Holiday Tree. It's like, yes,
you're the Universal Tree Man.
Yeah, exactly. Universal Holiday Tree Man. Like, yes, I am. Like, I want the slap chop fame. Maybe not the where he went later on in life, but you know, I want that. I want that fame. I want that weird moment of like, you're that dude. You know, I want to have a Billy Mays, you know, Billy Mays esque sort of thing where, you know, there's a clip a friend of mine always tweeted way back in the day of Billy Mays where it's a mashup or it's like a cut up where it's like Billy Mays here breaking your back. And I've always thought of it, even though it's like Billy Mays talking about some entirely other different products. But I want that level of like, I go there. It's like, you're that dude. What are you doing with life? I'm just podcasting. I'm doing other things. But it, you know, becomes that thing. And then, because if I had the ability then to do, you know, be the infomercial, like, cool. I would also demand the ability to have to write the infomercial, because I would love to have to write, like, because think about this. If you think about a infomercial, every one of them has testimonials. You know, everyone has these like, I was, you know, I was trying to figure out how to cook. This product's great. You stage some shit at the mall or whatever, and it's like, I can't believe this could cut all these tomatoes. Well, you know, how is it that it can dehydrate a pickle? You know, whatever the pickle, like.
I never really enjoyed the holidays before. I was always so stressed out. I had to get all of those boxes out, and it just took away from the fun of my holiday.
Yes.
I didn't get to spend it with my friends and family until I found the Universal Holiday Tree.
That's what I want to write. That I want to write those testimonials. Because I want it, because, you know, if it's part of the internet side, I can be silly with it. If it's part of the non-internet side, I can kind of hide some hidden jokes. But the internet side, I could have the, like, there's so many tropes that you could play with that. Just like, last year, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, you know. And, you know, just make this, like, really heart, you know, heart-filled.
Well, that's just sad. I don't you want to put that in the Universal Holiday Tree.
But the idea that the Universal Holiday Tree brought him so much joy. And you know, because rheumatoid arthritis, you know, you don't really move a lot. And it's hard to move. Your joints hurt and whatnot. But with the Universal Holiday Tree, you just have one decoration. You don't have to go up to your attic anymore. You can enjoy life better. The kids start to come – the grandkids start to come by because they like the tree. It's festive. They're always – there's like, I can't wait to go see Grandpap because he's got the tree.
Crazy tree.
Right. Like, there's, you know, because it's internet hook, you know, it hooks up to the internet and they can do plenty of cool things and have fun with their iPhones and stuff. You know, maybe it can read email. I don't know. Well, there's
it could be a Pokestop. Oh,
yes.
Now we're talking.
You see, there's so many ways of doing this. There's that thing. But the point being is I want to be the guy that has to promote this in the infomercial side, just because it'd be so fucking fun to write an infomercial.
It would be fun.
Just to be, you know, just to, again, because all
it would be a very, very long infomercial, though, because of the capabilities of the Universal Holiday Tree. So you'd probably be like a 3-hour long infomercial.
That's
you'd
fine.
Have a great
that's
time.
Why we take up the three-hour block at 3 a.m. They all do that anyways. Who gives a damn? It all happens. It's just, you know, like flip on the Golf Channel at like, you know, 2 a.m. and just like they're not advertising golf clubs. They're talking about, you know, hair dye or something, you know, like you know, whatever the fuck happens at Golf Channel at 2 a.m. when there's
hair
no
club
golf
for men.
Yeah, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. There's so many things. We have spent about 30 minutes talking about the Universal Holiday Tree. I was honestly thinking maybe we could.
It's a holiday show. It's fine.
It is a holiday show. But it's funny because I was thinking, could we go all the fucking time talking about the Universal Holiday Tree? And like, no, we can't. We can't do this shit.
Yeah, we just did.
But yeah, I know. We did a good chunk of it.
Okay.
So since we're talking about the holidays, yes. And you had mentioned, what is your actual personal favorite holiday? Is it Christmas? Is it Thanksgiving? Is it, you know, even though this is like a Thanksgiving episode and that.
Yeah.
It's we're closer to Christmas, you know, as of this time, we're closer to Thanksgiving than we are to Christmas. But when this
Thanksgiving
goes
and Christmas kind of are one big conglomerate holiday. I mean, really, they kind of just, because you know, you've got Thanksgiving and you have Kwanzaa and you have Hanukkah and Christmas, and it's all just, the whole month is just like this big, I mean, starting on Thanksgiving, like the day before Thanksgiving, people start arriving. It's just kind of this big festive one thing until New Year's. So, I don't know if I have a favorite, because honestly, the comparison between, you know, your Halloween and your 4th of July and your Memorial Weekend and your Christmas, and everything's very different from each other. Christmas is just kind of special, I think, because it's, you know, it's got a, like I said, it takes up practically a whole month. And everywhere you go, people are in a good mood and everything's pretty. And there's just a lot to like about the Christmas holidays, or just the winter holidays in general, you know, just as a whole. So
for me, Halloween's my holiday where I think
Halloween's
about
your favorite.
And, well, it's my personal holiday in terms of, like, I keep, you know, it's one I think about and enjoy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The only two holidays that matter in my family, and I say this in the way of, I have to, you know, no matter what, come hell or high water, I have to be home for these two holidays. Everything else is up for grabs and it doesn't matter. is Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are the only two holidays that I have to make sure, no matter what, that I get home. You know, everything else, you're not coming over for New Year's, cool. Oh, you're staying home 4th, awesome. You're working Memorial, whatever. But no matter what, and I always say this to my boss, and he kind of laughs at the time, but I go, no matter what, the only two holidays my mother cares about is Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the only two that she really wants her boys home, so to speak. And it's always like every time I look at the holidays, so for me, a lot of the other holidays fall to the wayside. Like, oh, 4th's coming up. Interesting. Oh, this Monday's Memorial Day? I didn't realize Labor Day was coming here now. I always forget those holidays, but it's just like, okay, when's Thanksgiving? Okay, boom. All right, Christmas over here, cool. Like, those are the only holidays I even zero focus on, you know, because, you know, beyond the 4th of July and beyond Halloween, those two
though are a lot more about family, and they're also a lot more about you're actually ending a year of whatever happened in that year, and you're getting ready to start a new year. And I think it's a combination of those two things, of the family element and the friends element. And, you know, like I said, you're kind of, it's almost like it's a phase, like the whole Christmas holiday thing is a phase. You're coming up to the new year. So there's like an ending feeling to it, and a celebration feeling to it, and then, you know, the whole family friends thing. So I think what you just said is universal to a lot of people. I think those are the two big holidays for a lot of people.
Yeah. Cause again, like, those are the two that, like, really do matter to me in terms of that. Not because no other holidays do, but, like, you know, I was mentioning, like, if I think of there are only two holidays, like three holidays that I know that are on fixed days that no matter where they are, that's when the holiday happened. 4th of July always happens that, obviously,
right,
it's in the 4th. Christmas always happens on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween always happens on the 31st.
Well, on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, yeah. That's yeah. True. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Okay, so it's two more. But everything else, at least I know of, that we can think of as, like, major holidays, like Labor Day.
Shift around. Yeah.
They float depending on that. They're always kind of, like, roughly around. Like, it's the first whatever Monday, but that day number, you know, shifts. And so because of that, like, I tend to zero focus, like, in Thanksgiving, I go, okay, I know it's third week of Thanksgiving, you know, third week of November. That means it's here. All right, cool. So I gotta make sure I have this off no matter what, or that I can get off by these dates and go home. And then, like, Christmas, okay, well, Christmas is here. Well, that means I gotta have these other days off, cause I work kind of a weird schedule. And so I always think of that, but because those are the only two, and the joke I make, if I don't make it home, my mother will write me out of the will. I always make that silly joke in my head, although sometimes I think it would be true. But I have to work my ass off to get those specific holidays off, because my mother has an idea of, like, cool, you're all going to be home. We can all do this and this. Like, cool. That's all I have to make sure is I'd be home by at least Christmas Eve, be there Christmas Day. And potentially, I think really Christmas Eve is our big kind of celebration day. It's really not Christmas Day so much. It's the Eve. But it's interesting, you know, thinking of all that stuff, because every other holiday I never, like, my friends, like, do you want to come for 4th, do something for 4th of July? I go, like, oh, Okay. Maybe.
There are less traditions with other holidays too. I mean, Christmas and Thanksgiving are both really rich in certain traditions. And I think a lot of families, your family, you start with your parents. And then as you grow up and you kind of get extended family with whoever you're dating or like your friends or whatever, everyone has different traditions. And that part of the year is kind of a mix of all these different traditions coming together, more so than a 4th of July, which is what's really the tradition of 4th of July. You barbecue and you watch fireworks. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, it's not that I don't enjoy those things, because I do actually love a good fireworks show, but they're just different. They're not really rooted in that kind of like deeper traditions of
holidays. Seem to go beyond. I mean, you know, if 4th of July is always, you know, it's funny we talk about, you know, holidays and yeah, we're joking, you know, we did the little bit of joke in the beginning of it, but there's certain things that are rooted within holiday, like fireworks, like you mentioned, is that it's weird being in Texas, because, you know, I grew up in Michigan, I grew up north, and there we had a lot of really good division of certain things. Like, in other words, fireworks were 4th of July, you had certain, mm-hmm. you know, certain things that happen each year. Here in Texas, fireworks is like for everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's warm. You know, it's not snowing, so there's nothing that would hinder not doing a fireworks show. So, like, mm-hmm. literally every holiday, it doesn't, whether it be 4th of July, Christmas, or New Year's, fireworks just go off. So I'm like, fireworks have lost all their meaning of, like, oh, they're specific 4th of July. It's like, they're whatever, because that's what we have to do to celebrate. It's like, it's New Year's Eve. Just like, okay.
So they kind of lost their impact for you.
Yeah, like, that's why. Like, fireworks mean nothing to me. Just like, oh, they're firing fireworks for Christmas, whatever. You know, it's like, we don't even think about like that being odd anymore, because it just happens. Just like, all right, cool, rock and roll. And it's one of those things where, you know, only in certain regions, because you're absolutely right. Like, that's the only things I think of rooted in any of those holidays, specifically Christmas and Thanksgiving, is family. Like, everything else is like, well, fireworks are specific for this. Like, not in Texas. It's not in South Texas. It's just like, well, fire them off or whatever, because we can, you know. Or,
right.
You know, there's no limit to that. And again, the weird part is just, you go to certain things, it's like, boom, boom. Because it's something you get, you know, you have to kind of get used to, just like they're going to fire off fireworks and Christmas or New Year's.
Huh.
It sounds strange. It's like fireworks and New Year's. It's like, no, it's not. I mean, here it's not, because again, it's not.
Well, I mean, they do that in New York. They do that in Times Square in New York. And in some of the ski resorts out east, they do as well. They have a New Year's Eve fireworks show.
Okay.
So if you go up to if you go up to Vermont and you go up, you know, to the ski resorts up there, they do that on New Year's Eve. But I mean, just having it for any holiday would be, I guess it's more acceptable on New Year's Eve to me than it would be on Christmas. Christmas doesn't seem like a fireworks kind of holiday.
I could almost swore, I don't think anyone typically fires off fireworks on Christmas either.
Yeah, true.
But
I hope not.
It wouldn't be, I wouldn't find it weird if someone,
if they did.
It wouldn't be strange to me if they did, because it's a thing to do. And it's not like there's like a fireworks show on New Year's done. It's just people fire off fireworks. It's not like there's like, and now it's the New Year's, you know, the New Year's, you know, fireworks show. It's not like we all go outside and watch it, you know, done by the city. It's like, no.
Well, but you've seen that in Times Square. They actually do that. I mean, they have like a big display. And braved that. I don't plan to,
Well, it's just because the idea behind that isn't, you know, in New Year's, you know, at Times Square on New Year's Eve, the focus is, you know, no one's there saying, I can't wait to see the fireworks happen.
Not really.
You know,
this is the whole institution of the thing. It's just kind of like tradition.
Those are just that's just to make the magnificence of the fact that this lighted ball is dropping, and it's just like, yeah, it happened. It's now the next year. Woo! Party! You know, like that's the point of the fireworks. The fireworks are part of the
icing on the cake.
Right. Yeah. They're part of the ball dropping, because we're now coming to a point, you know, where the ball, you know, the ball itself, you know, used to be the spectacle. But it's like we've seen the ball drop for the past, I don't even know how many years now. It's a decade.
It has LEDs now. It's related to the Universal Holiday Tree.
there it is. There's the additional add-on that needs to be there. The ball add-on. That's what it is. That's also, you know, now tying back to that last thing.
Bonus.
So sometimes, you know, in a product's lifespan, you know, you've got to spice it up. You've got to add some limited edition things.
Oh, of course.
So we already talked about hats. Mm-hmm. This is a limited edition. and it hooks up. And because we were smart enough to put a connection,
like an extendable little pole on the top of the tree.
Not even extendable. Oh. No. This is because that would mean that what's that pole do? It's like no.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
All that's there is that we built into the mechanics this sort of like docking port, if you will.
Oh, okay, got it.
That it's just like, what's this docking port for? We talk about like, oh, for add-ons we're gonna sell in the future to do certain cool things. You know, we don't tease it, but this is what it is. We sell it around January. We sell it around December, like right the beginning of the year, because it's acceptable to do like, oh, Christmas stuff and New Year's together. Like they all kind of work together.
Oh yeah,
you can have that.
Sure.
Thing. You know,
LED maybe, crystal.
That's you're getting there. The idea being we have basically add a ball dropping to your Universal Holiday Tree. You know, it's this add-on thing that docks and that knows, oh, the years, you know, when the New Year's and starts, you know, slowly decreasing until, you know.
Customize it to your time zone.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because that's the other thing that bugs the fuck out of me when it comes to New Year's. And this is, you know, I say bugs the fuck out of me because, you know, I've for a good amount of my life now, I've now lived in the central time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Although I get to have fun with this, but I've you know, in terms of that, but I remember one year, and this is when I lived in Michigan, that Conan, before, you know, when he was still on, I think, late night or whatever, I can't remember what his first
Coast?
Yeah, his first incarnation of the show, did this awesome gag of celebrating the you know, because the ball dropping was the big for the East, you know, because for those who have no idea what we're talking about, even though you should at this point, for some reason, us in the United States look towards New York as our bellwether of the time zone, meaning that when the ball drops, that means the New Year's is up, means it's 20, you know, it's the next year. However, for the central time zone and Mountain and Pacific, they're still in their previous year. They have not entered the new year via the time
zone. Right.
So Conan at one year did a weird thing of having, I think he had like, I forget what he did, had a guy dropping on another guy to do something silly or whatever. It was, you know, some weird gay thing, but it was awesome. It's funny. Basically, it's to ring in the new year in the central time zone. And yes, that's always an annoyance of being like, well, great. Now you guys have your fun thing. Now I gotta wait. You know, I gotta wait because I'm in the, you know, I don't have a ball dropping in you know, where's my time square in the central time zone? You know,
well, but the first place it actually sees New Year's is it's like Samoa or right,
yeah,
American Samoa. So. What do they do? I don't think they even do anything. They just mention it on the news, like, oh, it's here's the first.
Well, we always, you know, get the world part of the world to news. You know, we get Tokyo. Like, I'll probably be, you know, I'm knowing how my work schedule is going to go. I'm probably going to see, you know, Japan hit the new year when it hits a new year, because I'll be watching something because it'll be like, oh, well, I'm awake now. but it's definitely one of those things of like, yeah, that could be an add-on. I can't believe we fleshed out this actual product. I really don't. I don't want to believe that we actually did this. That we
now
actually,
Can we actually do like an audio copyright claim?
I don't know how that works out.
I wish Universal Holiday Tree and this original.
I don't quite know the legalities of this because I didn't think we would
make it that awesome.
I didn't think we'd actually make a product. I thought we'd make a joke and the joke would go.
But and then
as we kept adding on to the joke and building upon the joke and adding struts to the joke and adding a new wing to it, you know, maybe
it has a life of its own, Roberto.
Yeah, now it's no longer a joke, it's now fucking it's now the Louvre at this point, and we've built this grand structure of human importance that I'm now thinking, I don't know, I want to know now. To any of my lawyer friends who are listening, reach out to me, please. Let me know. We are out of time though, Christy. We've hit the good amount of time.
It was a very festive show, so it's appropriate.
Yes, very. Oh god, I'm just laughing because I did not think that in the history of this show, at any point in the history of the show, that I would have gotten to the point where a joke would have gotten so deep. No, take it back. I think I've done that before with Shane, where we've got a joke and I've made a joke thing and got him on board on something in the middle of it. I think I've done that once, but never in a long time have I done a show where I have actually developed a product that I'd want to buy. I'm like, I want to buy that.
I know, I want one too.
It's all, and I've never thought of like, what if I did write my own infomercial? How would that work out? What if I?
So if you're listening right now and you'd like to invest in the Universal Holiday Tree, please contact Roberto.
You can find me. I'm at Vincent. Fuck it, Christy. Where can we find you online? Thank you so much again for being on the show.
You can find me on Twitter. It's the best place to find me. It's at Christy Cates, and my name is spelled KRISTIKATES. You can also find lots more stuff at ChristyCates.com, spelled the same way. And I do have a YouTube for my music. I'm a musician, and I have got some songs up there and stuff that I'm working on. And I also host Monday Music News every Monday night on DiamondClub.tv on the interwebs. So yeah, thanks, Roberto. Thanks for inviting me back on.
Not a problem. Of course, you can find me. I'm at Vincent404 on the Twitters. If you want to catch previous episodes of the podcast, you can go to our website, cosmicradio.tv/8bitlife. There you'll find links to the show notes, our Twitter account, which is at 8bitlifepodcast. And of course, after you've done figuring out how you fund the Universal Holiday Tree, or maybe you want to actually really truly fund the potential of Universal Holiday Tree, head over to patreon.com/8bitlife. Help this podcast become bigger, better, and more awesomer. And though this is a pre-recorded show, if for some reason, you know, typically go live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central. And if you want to catch live, maybe you can go to, of course, diamondclub.tv. Or if you're more familiar, if you're more happy using an application on your iPhone, there is now an iOS app that exists that can send you push notifications when things go live. And you can, of course, watch Christy Cates' show. You can watch my show. You can watch a lot of different stuff.
And Roberto.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Or happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, Festivus. Who cares? All of it can be solved with the Universal
Holiday Tree.
So tune in next time when I talk to another geek about something completely and utterly random. Bye, people.
Bye.
This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.